Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt der Schwuss, Perik Dalid, Mishnah, Yud, Beis. We already mentioned that you can't be mashbia someone, you can't impose a shvua on Edom on behalf of someone else. Even in this case. Shilach b'yad avdei, the person who wants to collect money, and he may be entitled to that money, sends his eved to be mashbia the Edom. Reuven and Shimon are walking, they see so-and-so's eved comes over to them, and he says, I impose a shvua on you, that you come and testify on behalf of the person I work for. Even if he officially gave, let's say, a power of attorney, so to speak, like we explained beforehand, that the Eved is acting on his behalf, it doesn't help. Because you can't give one to an Eved. Oysha Amalan Hanitva. Nitva is the person we're trying to get money from. Tovei is the one who's asking for the money. Nitva is the one who we're trying to get the money from. He comes along and says, Mashbiyani Alech Shematim Yoidim Loy Edus. If you know Edus, for the person that wants to get the money from me, out of me that is, Shetavoya Sedu, go and say Edus for him. And they deny it. In both of these cases, Re Elu Peturin, they are pater on the carbon for Shvuas HaEdus. Because Shvuas HaEdus is only at Sheyishmu Piyataveya. They aren't chayiv until they hear the request to come to say Edus from the person claiming the money. How do I know this? Sakta Batanura. The Pasuk says, Im lo yagad, if they don't come and say what they know, they have an aveira. But the word lo is spelled in a very interesting way. It's spelled Lamed Vav Aleph, as opposed to just Lamed Aleph. So the extra Vav teaches us that we should also dash in the word loy to him. In other words, the only time they're chayiv is if they swear falsely to him, to the person asking for the money. But for anyone else, even his eved, or even the person that would have to pay the money, the Edom would not be chayiv on Shavuos HaEdus.